Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Because this is the anniversary in a pre-recorded radio address, this date, 1945. Japan's Emperor Hirohito announced that his country had accepted the terms of surrender, meaning unconditional surrender, and it ended World War II. Well, who better to turn to than our man Rick Bigelow to get a little more depth on this incredibly important day? Rick, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. Welcome back, as always.
Glad to be with you, Bob.
All right, so set the scene. And by the way, we've got to do this again for the Battleship Missouri in September, but tell us about this.
Okay, well, backing up a little bit, the atomic bombs were dropped on August 6th and 9th, and then on August 9th was the date that the Soviets advanced into Korea, Manchuria, and northern China. So at that point in time, after the first atomic bomb dropped, the Japanese Imperial Council voted unanimously to continue the war. After the second atomic bomb dropped, it was split 50-50 on continuing the war. And when they got news that the Soviets had invaded, that's when Hirohito decided that they would go ahead and surrender and accept all the unconditional surrender tenets of the Potsdam Declaration, which had been made in July of 1945. So at that point in time, there were still millions of Japanese troops in China and throughout the Pacific and in the Philippines. And there were a million Filipinos who were killed during the Japanese occupation and during the war. And there were still something like 500,000 or 600,000 Japanese troops still in the Philippines at the time. So he decided to surrender. The word got out to the Japanese military that the emperor was going to surrender. And I think we in the West can't understand how devastating and unacceptable that was to many people in Japan. Because in the 2,000 years plus history of Japan, they'd never surrendered. They'd never been conquered. And to surrender meant not only did you bring shame upon yourself, but you brought shame upon your family and your ancestors. So it was a big deal to surrender, and many of the Japanese military did not accept it well. So at one point in time, the emperor's staff made two phonographic records of Hirohito's surrender speech. One was to be played in the palace in the media room and carried nationwide on radio stations. A second copy was kept in a secure vault in the palace in the event that someone tried to stop the Japanese government from airing the recording. When word of the emperor's
that's fascinating. They knew what they were up against, man.
They even though the emperor's word was, you know, like the word of God.
He was a deity. Partly considered a deity. Yeah,
absolutely. Not only was he an emperor, he was a deity. And but they knew that it would be very difficult for some in the Japanese military to accept. So certain army leaders in Japan decided to keep the emperor from making the surrender speech to the nation. There was an army major named Kenji Hatanaka who led an attempted coup. his goal was to place Hirohito under house arrest and keep him from making the surrender speech. They tried to convince the commanding general of the Japanese Emperor's Imperial Guard to join them, but this general refused, and so they executed him. They tried to get other army units to join them, but they were unsuccessful in doing that. They were successfully beaten back by members of the Imperial Guard, and as the coup failed, Hatanaka killed himself, as did three other coup leaders. Several members of Hirohito's staff, including the commanding general of the Imperial Guards, were killed in that attempted coup.
Wow.
So Hirohito actually goes
through. Was the American public made aware of all of this at the time?
You know, I don't know if they were made aware of it or not. Because of the tenuous situation in the Far East, with China about to go communist and the Soviets on the border of Japan, we kept a lot of really nasty information from the American public because we wanted to have Japan, a friendly Japan, as a bulwark against communism in the Far East at the time. So a lot of this stuff did not come out initially. So as the emperor, as his speech was played, he spoke in a sophisticated, almost imperial dialect that was unknown to large swaths of the Japanese public. They found it difficult to understand what he was saying.
How about that?
In fact, many Japanese thought he was announcing that Japan had won the war, and it wasn't until he got to the end of the speech and said that that Japan was surrendering that they understood it. So I thought it was important to go over a few of the highlights from his surrender speech. Like you said, it was only 4.5 minutes long, but here's some of the key phrases.
Give me this opportunity to hear from our great sponsors, and then we'll be back to review those. Rick Bigelow's our guest. The surrender of Japan, this date, 1945, is our subject. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In any event, we're talking to Rick Bigelow. He is our house historian on so many issues, but today is the anniversary, back in 1945, of the surrender of the Japanese. And you were about to get into some of the points from Hirohito's 4.5-minute speech. Fire away, Rick.
Okay, so here's one of the phrases. It says, Hirohito says, the war situation has developed not necessarily to Japan's advantage. That's somewhat understated. We have decided to effect the settlement of the present situation by resorting to an extraordinary measure. Okay. We have ordered our government to communicate to the governments of the United States, Great Britain, China, and the Soviet Union that our empire accepts the provisions of their joint declaration. And what they're referring to there is the Potsdam Declaration that required unconditional surrender of Japan. So this next one is good. It says, the enemy has begun to employ a new and most cruel bomb, the power of which to do damage is indeed incalculable, taking the toll of many innocent lives. So it's
I'd like to see Hirohito say incalculable.
He said it in Japanese, though. It'd probably roll off his tongue easier.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, so it was our fault that we dropped that bomb. We cannot but express the deepest sense of regret to our allied nations of East Asia who have consistently cooperated with the empire toward the emancipation of East Asia. And, of course, allied nations is ridiculous. They were conquered nations, and they were under the boot and under the thumb of the Japanese government. And they basically did emancipate East Asia from the Europeans, but they replaced it with being essentially colonies of Japan at the time.
Yeah.
So it goes on, it says, it is according to the dictates of time and fate that we have resolved to pave the way for a grand peace for all generations to come by enduring the unendurable and suffering what is insufferable. And at that point, he's relating to the surrender of Japan. My next comment is, this speech has been described as a mastery of perfidy, meaning deceit, by many World War II historians.
So, and how say you? You agree, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, it's
perfidy is one of my favorite words. I'm happy you brought that up.
Good. Historians and say that, you know, the Japanese really tried to insulate Hirohito from the war crimes trials that happened in Asia. And there wasn't just one in Tokyo, and that was the major one, but there were 50 different war crimes trials throughout East Asia, in the Philippines and Indochina and in the Dutch East Indies and several of the islands that they conquered. And there were plenty of people who were super aggravated at the Japanese and the and Hirohito in particular. The interesting thing.
But how do you try God for war crimes or a God for war crimes without repercussions in the nation you're trying to govern? You know,
I think that's exactly right, and I think you got to give MacArthur a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
He understood that if they tried Hirohito and imposed any kind of sentence on him, that there would be open insurrection in Japan.
Final analysis of Hirohito. Was he evil? Was he an evil person?
I think he believed in Japan, the supremacy of the Japanese people. I believe that he was very much involved with the military decisions. And, of course, he was a biologist. And so I think he knew all about what was going on at Unit 731, the bioweapons programs and all that sort of stuff. And there's no doubt that towards the end of the war, they were intending to use bioweapons against the Americans and British who were going to be attacking the Japanese mainland, and also they had bioweapons scheduled to go onto submarines, and they were going to put plague into the water supply in San Diego and Los Angeles, and they were going to use bioweapons in San Diego. So
I guess he was evil. He was evil. Yeah,
I think so. And in the context of how the Japanese considered their government and their emperor, I think he was probably making rational decisions in that context. But compared to the rest of the world, especially the Western world, He was evil, without a doubt.
And Rick Bigelow, you look back at the our enemies in World War II, and just take three. One was our ally, initially our enemy, then our ally. You look back at Stalin and Hitler and Hirohito, and there was complete disregard for life. And in fact, an active effort to destroy life in on many fronts. People think that this mentality has gone from this planet and we've advanced beyond it. They've got to realize it hasn't.
I think that's absolutely true. And all you have to do is look at the carnage that Putin unleashed in Ukraine.
Yep.
I don't know how many Russian soldiers have died in Ukraine. There are estimates all over the place. But he's kind of running out of soldiers, and he's importing North Korean soldiers to do some of the fighting for him. So in much of the rest of the world, human life is cheap, without a doubt.
Yeah. And evil is evil. Rick Bigelow, yep. Thank you so much for putting an accent on this important anniversary. And let's hope if you have an opportunity to do it on the formal surrender day in September, hopefully you have the time to come back and talk to us about that.
Yep, I'll mark it down right now. We'll make it happen.
All right, my friend. Rick Bigelow, the surrender of the Empire of Japan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.